Hey there, it's Janie Porter, and this is She Just Glows, the podcast. I'm going to help you find joy and purpose in your life just as it is today. Not tomorrow, not when life is perfect, not when you win $1 million or your kids finally stop peeing on the seat, but right now. I'm a life coach, a writer, a wife, and a mom of four. And just like you, I spend my days fighting through the pressure to be thin, happy, and have the perfect house and the perfect life. But here's the thing, I've never found perfection. What I have found is that it's so much better to just be real. So grab a cup of coffee and join me like you would a girlfriend. We'll talk mom life, body image, letting go of the lie of perfection, and learning to thrive in the chaos of our world today. You've got your own life coach in your back pocket now. This is She Just Glows, the podcast. Yes, I said it. I know it sounds very egotistical, doesn't it? I miss the applause. I miss a job where people could see what I was doing. And I'll be honest, I miss the gratification of other people acknowledging my work every day. So in this episode, I'm going to read a post that I wrote about this exact topic, which always my posts and my podcast episodes, anything I do here at She Just Glows, it's really influenced by the real life moms and the real life women that I talk to every day. My sister, my friends, the school friends at the bus stop, just everything. Like the things that you talk about with your girls is what I want to be discussing here on She Just Glows. And my sister was in town about a month ago, and this topic came up of just how grueling mom life is. Yet in some ways, it's really not that hard, but it is hard. And if you've stayed home with your kids, you get it. Not to mention all the other juggling that we do. And yet it, at the end of the day, almost looks like we've done nothing because this job of mothering feels invisible sometimes because we don't really get a pat on the back. And it's not that you're the type of girl who needs that, but you don't get it. You never get it. You never know how you're doing. And if you're an Enneagram 3 like me, which is like the achiever performance, I need to get it all done type of lady, which a lot of my joy coaching clients are this exact personality type, you want to know that you're doing okay. You want a report card at the end of the day, and motherhood simply does not offer that. So my name's Janie. Like I said, I'm a joy coach. I'm a mom of four. My kids range in age from 6 to 12. I have three boys and my youngest is a girl. And I've been doing this joy coaching thing for a couple of years. I've been doing this writing She Just Glows thing for about a decade now. I actually just on my Facebook memories yesterday, it popped up that I was like designing my She Just Glows logo a decade ago yesterday, which just blows my mind. So this is a community where we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful in motherhood. We talk about being a woman in the world today. We talk about drinking. We talk about depression. We talk about marriage stuff. Pretty much, like I said, whatever you're talking about with your girls, I'm hoping that we cover here. And if you are interested in having support in your real life and having an extra girl, hype girl, I like that word, hype girl, like a cheerleader on your side, in your corner, just for you, that's literally what I do every day. So if you're interested in working together one-on-one and bringing that spark back to your life, bringing that renewed motivation back to your life, or just working through something that's got you hung up, like maybe it's drinking, maybe it's something else, maybe it's just never feeling happy in your life, even though everything from the outside looks like you should definitely be very happy, reach out to me. I'd love to connect. You can find all the info on how to do that in the episode links. Is that how you say it? Episode links? Wait, I think it's called the links in the episode notes. I don't know. Whatever it is in your podcast app where you go into the description of the podcast, I've got a bunch of links in there for you if you're interested in connecting one-on-one. So I really fall into this trap of truly missing the applause. Before I was a mom, before I became a mom 12 years ago now, I was a TV news reporter. And let me tell you, that job, you know immediately if you did good or bad on any given day, because by the end of your shift at the 5 o'clock news, or I was actually on in the mornings, so I would get into work at like 2:30, I think it was, and our newscast started at 5 a.m. and it went till 7. And then we had a noon show. So I was usually on the noon show as well from 12 to 12:30. So by 12:30, I'd had at least 3 to 6 live shots, or I'd been anchoring those several hours of news because I often would fill in for our main morning anchor. I was the weekend anchor, the weekend morning anchor. Anyway, the point is, by the end of my shift, I knew whether I'd done well or not. I knew whether I'd got all my facts right. I knew whether I'd beat the competition. I knew whether I'd gotten that exclusive or not. I knew whether I'd flubbed on air. You know, these words that come up in the prompter sometimes get you, like metastasize. I swear I could not say that word. There was this one day where I swear every read I had had the craziest words in it that were just hard to pronounce. So by the end of my shift on the way home, I left work at work. I knew I'd probably done pretty okay because I gave my all every day and I felt good about it. And it was a pat on the back and it was something that others could see. Ooh, again, that sounds kind of full of myself, doesn't it? Others could see what I was doing every day. But as I got into motherhood, I realized that that is not how being a mom works. I thought that it was because others could see what I do every day. That would be reflected in the behavior of my children. That would be reflected in the cleanliness of my home. And I soon came to realize that kids have free will, and I cannot let my kids' behavior be my report card in motherhood. And if you are falling into that trap right now, it's a trap. Get out. The red lights are flashing. This is not a place that you need to be. It doesn't make sense to think about your grade in motherhood in relationship to how your kids have turned out. Okay, I'm just gonna clear that one off the books right now because I can tell you I have 4 different kids. I've raised them all the same way. They are all vastly different in behavioral issues, in achievements, in everything. They're different because they're different humans. They're different people. So when I started staying home with my first son 12 years ago, I quickly realized that everything that I did in a day, all of those jobs, all of those duties, nursing, diapering, laundry, feeding, cleaning the house, picking up after the dogs, I quickly realized that every single one of those jobs was never done. That's what I call circular tasks. And that's what motherhood is. You are never finished. The jobs just repeat and they are cyclical. And you do the laundry and there's more laundry to be done. And there's more laundry to be done. It doesn't end. Whereas linear tasks, which is usually what we have at work, which is that project outside, you know, in the garden or the renovation you're doing, like you can clearly see a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it's very gratifying. It's very rewarding. It's very satisfying, isn't it? And so when we are only doing circular tasks all day long, it begins to feel like our work is invisible. And also, other people can't see those circular tasks because they don't see the laundry that's been done. They just see that there's no laundry there. They see an absence of what needs to be done because you've done it, right? So all of these things were sort of coming over me in waves in my early motherhood. And I started to really miss the reward, not just to my ego that I felt when other people saw what I was doing or acknowledged my work, but the satisfying feeling of being in community with others who understood and grasped and could clearly see what I did every day because it was on the 6 o'clock news every night or it was on the noon show every day, right? So I've been really interested lately in this idea of the invisible work of motherhood and the burden that usually the woman in the relationship carries. And my husband and I have actually gotten into little tiffs about this because I call myself the default parent. He takes that as an insult to say that he's not a present dad, which he is. He's very hands-on. He's very, very plugged in. I mean, I was just sick in bed for 3 or 4 days and he did everything for our kids. I did not have to tell him how to do anything. He knows how to do all of it. And I'm so grateful for that. But I do believe that in every relationship, there is one parent who tends to do the most for the kids. And it makes sense in our situation that my husband is the breadwinner. So of course I'm the default parent. It's not a role that I resent, but it is different than being the non-default parent. So I've started doing research and reading on the invisible load that the default parent usually carries. And again, to me, this is a neutral topic. This is not a husband bashing episode at all. This is just understanding the load that I'm guessing you carry and that I carry in this job that we do every day of maintaining the household, taking the kids where they need to go, getting the dogs vet visits in, like all of the things that no one else has to worry about. And that it is our privilege to do, but it does come with an invisible burden of having to think about everything, right? So I started reading this book. It's called Fair Play, A Game-Changing Solution for When You Have Too Much to Do and More Life to Live. And I can't say I agree with every single thing in the book, but she just had this poignant example that I just said, oh yes, I get that. She had this poignant story that explained everything about this invisible work that we do as moms. And when I say I miss the applause, this is the kind of tasking that we are doing that no one sees and that is sort of invisible. And that's what I want to talk about today. So let me read this anecdotal story that she shared that I just connected with so much, and I'm curious if you will too. She says, soon after my second child was born, we moved back to Los Angeles. I caught my breath as a mom and went back to work full time. I formed my own consulting firm to provide services for private individuals and family foundations. But even with my return to a paid job that took me to an office, I was still shouldering 2/3 of the work required to run a home and raise a family. Late one night, I was using my phone flashlight to find the outlet to plug in the baby monitor. Seth was asleep in our darkened bedroom, and I was careful to not wake him up. But when I accidentally bumped my nightstand, upsetting a precariously tall Jenga-like stack of books that came tumbling to the floor, he snapped awake. "What are you doing?" he asked with groggy accusation. "Can't it wait until tomorrow?" "No," I thought, but didn't say it aloud. All the invisible planning and coordination that happened when you're asleep needs to happen before tomorrow morning in order for our household to function. Frustrated and hurt, I crawled into bed. My mind still racing, I lay there considering all that I'd done over the course of my second shift, emailing Zach's teacher about an upcoming field trip, lining up weekend playdates, scheduling the babysitter, registering for Mommy and Me swim lessons, and negotiating the cell phone bill with a 24-hour helpline. Oh yeah, you feel that? Again, this isn't putting our husbands down. This is just recognizing and acknowledging that we might have a very different existence from the person sleeping in bed next to us. And it's okay to miss the work that is visible, right? A recent study by Healthy Women and Working Mother found 78% of moms are so busy maintaining family stability by being constantly available mentally and physically to deal with every aspect of home life that they aren't taking care of themselves. And so we're generating more of the stress hormone, cortisol, which is toxic to women. Not to mention that little kangaroo pack in my belly, that's cortisol, right? So it's not just you. It's not just me. And this is what made me want to write this post several years ago about just missing the applause of work that is linear, wanting to break out of this cycle of cyclical tasks every day, yet never being able to because who's going to do them? And this isn't a pity party, guys. This isn't a woe is me. This isn't, oh, I do everything in the house. My husband does nothing. No, it's none of that. It's simply, let's acknowledge that this is tough. Let's acknowledge that the circular tasks feel invisible and there's no recognition for what we do oftentimes. So I wrote, yep, I do miss the applause. I miss having accomplishments that everyone can see. Sometimes it feels like mothering is invisible. Yeah, it sounds egocentric, but I know you get it. I miss the applause. I miss having accomplishments that everyone could see, that others would celebrate. My successes clearly enumerated in work victories in my TV news world, breaking news, exclusives, and live shots. Today, when I potty train or clean up the coffee my six-year-old spilled all over the kitchen floor, no one applauds that. Duh, I'm not expecting that. But it's work. It's my effort. And it's something. But sometimes motherhood feels like an invisible job. The tasks are circular. They start and never end. Laundry, dishes, clean up, feed, clean up again. And even as my kids are older, I just have to jump in here. My kids are from 6 to 12 years old. I was just laying in bed for 3 days. After a couple hours when I was just like, okay, I'm out of commission now. Something's happening to me. I need to go lay down. Even after just a couple hours of that, my husband comes upstairs and he goes, this house is a disaster. And I go, Yeah, I know, because I pick up all day. Or I coach my kids to pick up all day. It is circular. It never ends, even when they're older. Compared to a career that was start, do, finish each day, motherhood feels kind of aimless sometimes. It's no wonder so many moms feel depressed. I don't get a grade at the end of each day. I don't really even know how I'm doing. What is an accomplished day as a mom? Can you even define it? Is it a clean house? Is it well-behaved kids? Is it being early to every appointment? Would I even feel accomplished with all of those? Probably not. You are never alone, but maybe you feel lonelier than ever. You never stop moving, but yet you don't know what you've done today. If you feel purposeless, I get it. And that's why I started Joy Coaching with Janie. If you need support, head to the link in the episode notes to connect. Like, do it now, girl, okay? It's okay to miss the applause. It's okay to long for validation outside of your home. This isn't forever, I promise. I'm so glad we got to do this today. Listen, everybody knows word of mouth is the best advertising. So if you liked what you heard, follow, share, leave a review, and there's so much more where that came from. Go to shejustglows.com to read words of encouragement and inspiration that you just might need today. There you'll also learn about my work as a life coach and how we can work together. My publications have been viewed more than 4 million times by moms around the world. We have such an amazing community. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and, well, that's all I got right now. I've decided I'm too old for TikTok. Remember, you've got this. You are enough. I'll see you next time. And until then, you glow, girl.